This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. There's no shortage of options for Nashua voters when it comes to who will be the next mayor of the state's second largest city. Six candidates are confirmed to be running, and that's a big change from 4 years ago when the city's current mayor, Donnelly Lozo, ran unopposed. Lozo is not seeking re-election this time around, which has opened the door for others hoping for the job. Catherine Marchaki is a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph. She's been covering the race, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This week, Chris Williams, who was president and CEO of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, made his bid official. Who else is running?
You have five other candidates. Three are aldermen at large currently sitting, and two others are one is a first-time bid for elective office. He's a local businessman named Mike Broderick, and another is Doug Carroll, former one-term state rep. The aldermen at large are the board president and the longest seating member, that is David Dean. And then there is Jim Donches. He is a former mayor of Nashua. He served in the late 80s through 1991. And the other is Dan Moriarty. He is on his fourth year serving on the board of aldermen, first as a ward alderman and now as an alderman at large.
So these are all names that are fairly well known around the city.
Yes, they are. I would say more than others. I would say that definitely the alderman at large, very well known, and Chris Williams would be very well known. Mm-hmm. Mr. Broderick and Mr. Carroll will have some issues with name recognition in their campaigns.
Are there common themes that we're hearing from the candidates so far as to what they see as the major issues for Nashua?
I think there are some common themes that you're hearing, even at this very early stage. One of them is, bringing jobs to Nashua, economic development of some vast areas of the Mill Yard and the Nashua River front, which will become open once the Broad Street Parkway Public Works project is completed, but also revitalizing the downtown retail district. Alex Shoe Store decided they were going to pull out of the downtown.
And they've been there for decades.
Nearly 80 years. They're moving up to Exit 8 on the highway. But part of the reason is they've done so well. They're very well known. But two, it was accessibility. You know, parking and other issues downtown have been an issue. They're an iconic presence downtown. It was greeted, some people called it sad. Some said painful. I would bet money that when if there are debates down the road, that is a question Chris Williams will be asked as the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce for 9 years, what's happening with the downtown retail district.
The debate over whether to expand commuter rail into Nashua is likely to be a big issue as well in the race. Have we heard anything from the candidates on this so far?
Oh, yes. Mr. Williams has definitely been a very strong advocate of commuter rail, even, I believe, prior to him coming to Nashua. He has, definitely following in Mayor Donnelly Lozo's shoes that this is very important to the development of the city. Also, Jim Donches, former mayor, is pushing that very hard. I think to some degree the four other better well-known candidates have taken positions on it to varying degrees. I don't know the positions of Mr. Broderick or Carroll on that.
Any other issues that you see as being a factor in the race?
Yes, I think how to balance the budget and keeping a tax rate stable is going to be a critical issue going forward. Nashua has a spending cap, which is different than a tax cap, but it was a very difficult budget year this year and projected to be more so in the next 2 years.
Catherine Marchaki is a reporter for the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks so much for the time.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.